Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back for my second episode in a row. I'm feeling a little bit better. I got a snack. I apologize if I seemed a little off last episode, but I forgot, man. I ran this morning. It was super hot. I hadn't eaten all day, and I was just drinking water, and I was starving, and my brain was kind of like all over the place. It took me probably an hour just to get that episode done. I recorded it probably 10 times. I had to start over at various points. At one point, I think I got 14 minutes in, 16 minutes in, and I was just like, I don't like any of this. I got to start all over. You know, or I was like, what was I talking about? So if that one seems a little weird, I apologize. I'm feeling better now. I got some food in me, and I'm good. I should be fine for 20 minutes. But with that out the way, as usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you for tuning in, downloading, streaming. However you listen, I appreciate it. So please tell a friend, enemy, coworker, your vacuum repair guy, your TV repair guy. Tell somebody about the podcast. It's fun. I appreciate what sharing has been going on. I'm seeing a nice little uptick, and I really appreciate it. So thank you. God, I said vacuum repair guy. Can you imagine being that guy, like, back in the day before, like, appliances and all that kind of stuff was cheap, and that was your job, being the, like, VCR repair guy? Man, outside of the base at Wright Pat in Dayton, Ohio, there was a vacuum store in this shitty little town called Fairborn, Ohio. It looks dated, but it's a cute town, but it looks dated. And, like, there's a Hoover vacuum store, and I was just like, I see a car out there, and I'm like, could you imagine? That's your life. It's at the time, it's what, it's 2014, and you're a vacuum salesman. Not even just a salesman. Your specialty is vacuums. Like, you're a vacuum expert. Like, you think you know how to vacuum better than other people. Like, you actually know how to use the vacuum and all of its attachments properly. That has to be a miserable existence. Miserable. You ever go on a trip and you kind of go through a kind of nowhere town, but they might have like one or two little plazas out there? And you'll see a mattress store. It's like, could you imagine just being a mattress salesman in some of these little towns? Like, what the fuck? Fuck, man. Like, that's your life is mattresses. God. That's. And I get it. Those are respectable, honest ways to learn to earn a living. But it just seems super boring. Where your brain is just filled with either vacuum and or mattress knowledge. You know? Oh, God. Man, that's got to be tough, man. That's got to be tough. I always thought it would be cool to be, I think it would be cool to be a small town hardware store owner. Or a sporting goods store owner. I think that would be fun. I'm pretty sure some people are like, no, that would fucking suck. I think selling mattresses and vacuums would suck even more. But yeah, dude, just the internet and all that stuff has just kind of ruined that. You know, like, it's 1985 and, like, you don't have what the person needs, but you're the only one they can talk to and order it, you know? That's all that shit really was, man. It's just like all they had was access to like the East Bay magazine that no one else had. You know? The Sporting Goods Supply magazine. It's just like, oh yeah, I can order that. It's just like, I'm pretty sure if I got a subscription to that magazine, I could do the same thing. But for some reason, I think people back in the day felt like they couldn't do that. And you had to wait 3 weeks to get a mouthpiece because you wanted to play football, and they were out because this is a store that every high school goes to in the surrounding area, so you had to get there early. You know, like your dad went in there to get some fishing line over the summer, and he goes, oh shit, Chris is gonna play football next season. Let me go ahead and pick up this mouthpiece now. Like, that's, I don't know, man. That's, oh God, back in the day. I know it seems annoying, but I don't know, man. I think it would be fun to be a store owner at a time like that when, like, your services were actually needed, you know? People kind of knew you in the community. I don't know, man. I'm sorry. I'm obsessed with small towns, man. I think small towns are pretty dope. Don't get me wrong. I love New York City. I love all that shit, too, having, you know, Uber and DoorDash and all that kind of stuff. I think that's super dope. But I think it would be kind of cool to live in a small town. And see, that's what's fucked up about having these weird kind of fantasies as a black person, man, because it's like you have to throw racism and all that other shit out the window and, like, truly live in a fantasy. You know, because it would be dope to live in a small town with a few thousand people, like in, I don't know, say like Montana or some shit like that. I think it would be cool. But again, I have to set aside all the actual societal shit, you know, almost like a little Hallmark town where, like, on Main Street, everybody parks diagonally. You know what I'm talking about? On some Mayberry shit. I think it's kind of dope, man. I think it's kind of dope. I think it's probably why I like Friday Night Lights so much, because it's kind of got that small town feel, you know. But I guess it can get weird because you have adult men yelling at 14-year-old boys for not winning a football game. I think that's an issue. But overall, just the idea of being the the town's hardware store, a sporting good guy. I don't know, man. I think it's really cool, man. I sound like a fucking dork right now. I want to own a sporting goods store. I just want to sell fishing equipment, man, to old Roger. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Raj, I already got his shit ready for him because I know exactly what he wants. Yeah, man, small towns would be dope. But did I digress? I forgot what the fuck I was talking about. I went from Nick Cannon. Did I talk about Nick Cannon yet, or did I start over? I think I started over. But, yeah, I did. Because I was trashing something else. But, okay, I'll get into that. I'm almost, because I was like, man, what the fuck am I going to talk about? And I really felt like my podcast has been really heavy and really, at times, angry. So I got to switch it up, man. I got to get myself in a better place. And I appreciate people listening to me and all the feedback and everything, man. I really do. So this one's for you. I gotta lighten it up somewhat, man. So I'm kind of letting you into my weird thoughts a little bit. But yeah, dude, I think it would be dope to own a hardware store or a sporting goods store in a small town, and in a big city, I would like to own. Like in New York City, I would say, let's see, what borough would I pick? I really haven't, you know, I'm picking Queens. I'm going Queens. I need to go up to the Bronx. Next time I'm there, I'm going to go up to the Bronx, walk around and shit. But it would be dope to own a nice high-end deli in New York City. And I know people are like, Jesus Christ, can you name something else that would just die immediately? Can you pick something more or less original? I don't know, man. I worked in a deli before I joined the military a long time ago. And I have to be honest, I actually really enjoyed that job, man. It was fun. I worked with a friend of mine I went to high school. His older brother worked there, his brother Steve. And we had so much fun, man. That was a great time for me. That was a great job for me to have right before I went into the military. I actually enjoyed that job. I don't really remember regretting having to go in. But I'm pretty sure there were days where, like, fuck it, I don't feel like going. But I enjoyed that job. I don't know why, but I did, man. It would be dope just to make just killer sandwiches and just having, like, I would like to have like a little small produce section in there with like grapefruit, grape produce, you know, just like just all organic stuff. God, I'm being who am I today? Who am I today? I have no idea. I have no idea who I am right now. I'm telling you all my deepest, darkest fantasies, man. You know? I would love to have that deli, man. Just great all high-end meats, making great sandwiches. I got a nice produce section. I would do I would also do like fresh squeezed juices right there on the premise. I would have, you know, lemonades, strawberry lemonade. I would make teas, coffee. I would make my own potato chips too. I'm big on chips when it comes to sandwiches. I would make my own line of chips, and I would keep it simple. I would do plain. I would do salt and vinegar, and I would do a barbecue. Actually, you know what? I love salt and vinegar. I take that back. I would do a sour cream and onion. The only reason why I say that, because a lot of people don't like salt and vinegar potato chips. Somebody a while ago told me that that was really a black thing, but I didn't think it was. I really feel like it's more of a Northeast thing, because somebody was like, yeah, man, only really black people eat salt and vinegar chips. I was like, I don't think that's true. So I really think that's more of a Northeast thing. But yeah, so, and, all right, since I'm telling you all the stuff I would like to own in all these different areas, so small town, I'm going sporting good, hardware. In a big city, I'm doing my nice little deli shop, man. That's what I'm doing. And for any town USA, I would also love to own a restaurant. I haven't had steak in 3 years, almost, but I love a steak. I love steakhouses. I would love to have a high-end, nothing crazy. I'm not talking like you got to dress up here, but like, hey, you know what? You're getting a nice cut of beef here. This ain't fucking Applebee's. This ain't Outback. This ain't fucking, yeah. I think people go to Outback and go, hey, I'm getting a deep. And this ain't Texas Roadhouse either. Because they have decent food there. It's decent steaks, I'll say that. Decent steaks. I'm not saying great, but they're not bad. It's not that either. Maybe Morton's level. Maybe Ruth Chris level. All right? I like that, man. I like that. Dim lighting, nice chairs, a great whiskey selection. I don't want to do a huge, huge menu. But I would love to have a nice steakhouse. I would name it Madison Avenue, which is a New York thing, but it's also named after my niece. And you know what? I'm going to tell you all the businesses I would like to own. So, yeah, I would love to have a steak place called Madison Avenue. And I would also like to own it's like a cigar bar / meeting place. And I know that's probably not the most lucrative business, but I would love to own a cigar bar where people can come in. We got real nice leather chairs, a great selection of cigars. I would actually have to hire somebody because I don't know shit about cigars, but I think just the idea was dope. Again, a great whiskey, bourbon, cognac list, you know, all the way up to like, hey, this shit is super expensive. And I would have rooms in there that you could rent out, and I want pool tables in there, and not just a regular pool. I want the old school pool tables, you know, really nice wood with the fucking sack that the balls go in. You know, I want a nice sack, baby. Okay, this shit ain't running down the side of the pool table and ending up in the front. Not that shit. I want the sacks. I want a ball sack, okay? Nice tables. High-end tables. And then I would also want to have multimedia rooms where people can come in and have work meetings. So you can have your meetings, everybody can hang, you know, have your meetings and stuff. And then afterwards, if you want to hang out, you can have a cognac, you can have a whiskey, have a cigar, play some pool. I'm not sure about how far I would go with the food. This is a weird episode. But I would at least want to do some type of like nice appetizer menu, like really nice shrimp cocktail. What else could I do? Definitely shrimp cocktail. Being a New Yorker, I would probably bring somebody in from New York to do some nice wings and present them to make them look like, hey, this isn't just, you know, this is a regular wing stop. Make, you know, some good presentation. So I would do wings. I would have shrimp cocktail. And then I would find a couple other things too. Maybe like some really good like Swedish meatballs or something like that. But see, that's just not classy. You know what I could do? I would use my sandwich shop to cater the place. So maybe that. I don't know. But I would like to own a lot of businesses, man. I don't know, man. I'm trying to lighten it up, folks. Hopefully you don't hate this one. But what do you think? I don't know what I call that place. I have no idea. Ball sex? I don't know. But I think that's a cool idea. Would you guys not go to that? A nice cigar bar? Where you have a main bar area where people can hang out. You know, you can rent the room. It's got a pool table in there. You know what would also be dope too? You put the pool table on one side and then put maybe like a little small little theater. Actually, I would make that separate. I would definitely want to have a little theater in there, but like I would have a pool table. This is what I would do. Pool table. If you rent the room, you get a pool table. You get your own personal bartender. So there's a bar in there as well. And then there's a wall full of TVs and some really nice chairs for you to sit around. So if you just want to sit around and watch games or whatever you want to do, you can do that. And then you can get your wings. You can get your shrimp cocktail. I like that idea. But I have no idea what I would call it. I don't even know if that's even a possibility. I don't even know if that makes sense as a business. But I think it would be dope to have the cigar bar / business meeting place. I think it would be dope. Call me crazy. This is a weird episode. Again, trying to lighten it up. I know we've been through a lot, so I'm just yapping about shit I would like to do with my life. Okay. I would also like to own to round this out. I got 2 minutes left. I would also like to own a nice size house on a big piece of property. And in the back, I would build a dope-ass shooting range for myself. One that was stationary. You know, you can shoot out to like 1,000 yards or some crazy shit like that. And I would also like to have more of a tactical range where shit's moving. And, you can do more dynamic training and shit like that. I would love to have something like that. But, dude, if I was rich, I think that would be my day. I would get up, take my son to school. I would work out, change. I would go to my range. I would shoot guns for a couple hours, get a few hundred rounds down range, do some fun shit, and do comedy and spend time with my family. But I would love to do that shit, man. If I could just work out, shoot guns, do comedy, and spend time with my friends and family, I think that's a win, man. You know? Maybe do some yoga in there at some point in time. Get limber, get deadly, getting healthy, getting laughs, getting paid. I think that shit will be dope. All right. That's almost wrapping the show. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Sorry if this wasn't super funny. I'm just trying to be lighter. I'm trying to not shove shit down your throats all the time. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget about my show, YouTube Live, Facebook Live, every Tuesday, 9 p.m. He Got Answers. Email me for that. HeGotAnswersShow@gmail.com. Email me if you want me to answer questions for this show. You have any comments about this show? NegroPleaseRadio@gmail.com. Hit me up. If there's something you want me to talk about on this show, let me know. I'll talk about it. If you have a comment, let me know. But there's a show. That's the show. Enjoy your weekend. Before I get out of here, sorry. Not to bring it down, but I had a an old coworker of mine that I work with at Wright Patt Air Force Base. Apparently things got a little too much for him, and he decided to take his own life. He had just got remarried. He has a daughter, and it's very, very sad. And speaking specifically for any veterans out there, if you ever need any help, make sure you use Military One Source. You know, Google suicide hotline. There's so much help out there for us. Same with your civilians as well. Suicide hotlines. If you know me personally and you got my info, hit me up. We can talk. I don't give a fuck what time it is. But it's, you know, whatever you're going through, just know that it'll pass. People love you. People want you here. And whatever you're going through, it can be fixed. And I get things are tough. I've been there. It's very scary. But just know you can get through whatever you're going through. There's light at the end of the tunnel. I know it may seem dark, that there's no end, but everything will come to pass. Even this COVID shit, this will eventually end. You know, even if it killed everybody, it would be over. You know, and that's the worst case scenario. Nothing lasts forever. So please, if you ever need help, get it. Don't ever hesitate to reach out to me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. However you interact with me or don't interact with me, but just know I'm on all of those platforms. And if you're ever really going through anything, hit me up, man. I'm willing to talk to anybody about that kind of stuff. Okay? So I love everybody. Thanks for listening, and peace.